exactly what has happened during this long night and bring up to date those of you listeners who may just be joining us here in the morning after having been in bed all night last night while we've been broadcasting here. Mr. Harkness, how about it?
Good morning, everyone. Here for the new morning radio audience is an overnight recapitulation of the 1948 election as it stands at 7 o'clock here this morning in the East. President Truman undoubtedly has sprung the greatest political upset, the greatest personal political upset of our modern time. The chief executive is now leading Republican opponent, Governor Thomas E. Clay, by upward of 1 million votes. Here at NBC election headquarters, we have tabulated, as of 7 o'clock this morning, 36,815,000 popular votes. This scoreboard stands as of now. President Truman, 18,008,000 popular votes. Governor Dewey, 17,192,000 votes. Governor Strom Thurmond, 746,000 votes. Henry Wallace, 869,000 votes. Well, this popular margin vote has not as yet, however, given President Truman the election. As you know, 266 votes are necessary in the Electoral College for election. President Truman has, as of now, won or is leading in 27 states. These 27 states give Mr. Truman 279 potential electoral votes. Governor Dewey is certain of or is in leading in 17 states, giving him a potential of 214 electoral votes. Jesus stands, Democrats 54, Republicans 42. This Democratic groundswell has also given Democrats clear-cut control of the House of Representatives. On the basis of our returns as of 7 o'clock this morning, the Democrats have switched at least 41 seats in the House so far. This means a Democratic majority in the House of 23 seats or maybe more. This means, of course, that when the 81st Congress meets in January, the Democrats and not the Republicans will organize both the Senate and House regardless of the political complexion of the man, President Truman, the Democrat, or Governor Dewey, who is sitting in the White House on January 20th, Inauguration Day.
Third time. The answer, a simple no. Polite, but firm. And the curtain came down on a play whose ending had changed overnight. This is Kenneth Banghart in New York.